Maxine Waters, Trump misused angel families, child with brain cancer in his speech. By Hannah Knudsen on March 5, 2025. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said that President Donald Trump misused some of the guests at his speech Tuesday night, including the angel families who lost their loved ones to illegal immigrant crime and the young boy battling brain cancer. "Pretty awful, and I really did not like the way he used the tragic incidents and the families that were there. Who, of course, appreciated, you know, what they think is their president caring about what happened," Waters said, implying that Trump does not actually care about these individuals. "You know, to the 12-year-old, and to others who were victims. And we all feel sad and bad for them, but he misused them," she asserted. "He misused them. And what he did was he focused on them, instead of focusing on the real issues that we're dealing with." It remains unclear how Trump is supposed to have misused these guests, which included the angel mother and sister of Lack and Riley and the mother of Jocelyn Nungare. During the speech, Trump announced that Anahuac National Wildlife Refuge in Texas would be renamed the Jocelyn Nungare National Refuge in her honor. "The death of this beautiful 12-year-old girl and the agony of her mother and family touched our entire nation greatly," Trump said. "Alexis, I promise that we would always remember your daughter, your magnificent daughter, and earlier tonight, I signed an order keeping my word to you." Trump also made dreams come true for DJ Daniel, a 13-year-old boy diagnosed with brain cancer, making him an honorary member of the United States Secret Service. "DJ, we're going to do you the biggest honor of them all. I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service," he said, prompting Curran to hand a surprise DJ badge. Trump makes boy with brain cancer honorary Secret Service agent at congressional address. Trump also honored the family of Corey Comprator, the father and husband who lost his life protecting his family during the assassination attempt on Trump at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last year. President Trump commemorates Corey Comprator and honors his family. But Waters remained unhappy. During her stream, she also essentially suggested that Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, head Elon Musk may have played a role in manipulating the results of the election, stating that they are not giving up on investigating this matter. "And we don't know everything that Elon Musk has done with his high technology ass," Waters, 86, said during a video stream. "We don't know what he's been accused of by some as it may relate to the election," she continued, implying election malfeasance without offering any evidence or facts to back up that election denial claim. "But we're not going to give up in investigating and finding," she continued. Despite her critiques, polling shows that a vast majority of viewers were on Trump's side and loved the speech.